This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Hello, I'm Esther Smith. What is the meaning of life? Well, that's a huge question, but we all ask it, even if just to ourselves, at one time or another. As you may expect, the Bible has a lot to say about this. Today we'll be looking at just a portion, Psalm 8, and seeing what it has to say on this topic. Here's Hendrik.
Why are you here in the world? What's your reason for living? You follow the same routines every day. Sleep, get up, eat, work or study, eat, sleep. You repeat that cycle over and over. But what's the point? What is the purpose of being here on Earth? Well, many people try to answer that question, and they come up with a blank. They don't see any purpose. It doesn't make sense. Life seems pointless, empty, hopeless, directionless. John Cage, a composer of music in the early 20th century, made this the philosophy of his life and music. The main purpose in life, he said, is to have no purpose. A 20th century artist, Francis Bacon, said much the same thing. I think of life as meaningless. Now, your average man in the street may not express it like this, but they do see it like this. Some people can't see the point of living any longer, and they take their own life. Other people ask about the purpose of life, and they decide that the main point is to have fun. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. The person who dies with the most toys wins. But that is an empty existence. There is little happiness or satisfaction in a life lived for selfish pleasure. And still others ask this question, and they come up with the answer that life is to be lived for God. People were made in the image of God and have been put here to honor, praise, and worship God, who is the great creator of the whole world. This is our purpose. This is why we are here. This is what makes life worth living. This is what makes life satisfying and fills us with joy and thanksgiving. In the Bible, King David wrote a song of praise to God. Here's Leanna to read the words of this song.
Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
This song answers the question, why are you here in the world? Well, our main purpose is to glorify God. This is how the psalm begins. It begins with God as the creator. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. God is majestic, all-powerful, awe-inspiring, exalted. He is almighty. And your calling in life is to recognize who God is as the creator of all things, and to worship him as God. This is what David did in the psalm. This is what we are commanded to do in the whole Bible. That is expressed in different ways. The Bible tells us to put God first in our lives. The first of the Ten Commandments says, "You shall have no other gods before me." And what that means is that God must be first. He must be primary. He must have the top priority above all else. Now that is put in different words by Jesus. He said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind." He meant, love God with all you have and everything in you. Pour out your life in the service of God. It is very difficult to do this at present, because we live in what is called a secular society. God is ignored, forgotten, pushed to the edges of life. God is disregarded in every area of society, in politics, education, the workplace, the office. God is not mentioned. And it's as though he did not exist. It's not just that people don't praise him. It's worse than that. They completely ignore him. Well, what about you? Do you do this? Are you ignoring God? What has a more important place than God in your life? Is it your work, your car, or your home? Is it your wife or children? Is it money or sport? Or do you put God first in everything? Do you honor and thank him? Do you worship him? Do you do these things all the time, every day? Plenty of people give God a passing thought. They might thank him at odd moments. But this psalm is not talking about that. It is talking about a life made up of praise in every part. This is the purpose of life. The psalm also tells us that God is to be praised for his creation, for what he has made. King David, the writer of the psalm, tells us that God has set his glory above the heavens. David says that he looked carefully at the heavens. Perhaps David was thinking about the times he had been out in the fields as a shepherd boy, lying on his back, looking at the stars. Think of times when you've been out on a clear night, away from the city lights, and seen all the stars. When we look out into the heavens, we can see the moon and the stars which God has set in place. And it's a staggering thought, especially with what we now know about the universe. Our galaxy, the Milky Way, has about 100,000 million stars. It is 100,000 light years across. And our closest neighbor galaxy, Andromeda, which is 2.2 million light years away, is twice the size of our Milky Way. Using strong telescopes, astronomers can see about a million galaxies like our Milky Way system. And God is the creator of all of this. All of creation gives evidence for the fact that God exists and that he is all-powerful. Above the entrance to the Canterbury Museum are words from the book of Job, inscribed into the stone. And these words read, "These are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him. All the marvels in all the museums of the world are only a small part of what God has made, only a small portion of all he has done." Our response must be to praise him. This is why we were made.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Today you have heard Hendrik Barker reading edited material written by Reverend John Haviland. Who are we in comparison to this great God who made the whole universe? We'll be considering this question next week, so please join us on Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. For now though, goodbye from the Foundations team.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.